You may be seated. Bless him today. Let everything that have breath praise you all. For he is worthy to be praised and to be exalted. Paul writing unto the saints of Thessalonica, he said to them, in everything, brethren and sisters, give thanks unto Yahweh. He said, for this is the will of Yahweh in Yahshua Messiah concerning you. That is Yahweh's will. He said, quench not the spirit. Don't quench the spirit of Yahweh. We must understand what the spirit is. He says, and despise not prophecy. For prophecy is the spirit of Messiah. And then he says to them, he said, prove all things. He said, hold fast to that which is good. And in the process of doing that, he said, abstain from the very presence of evil. Prove all things. Yet Yahweh has opened up a channel in this hour that we can prove all things. And he says, when you prove all things, you hold fast to those things which are good. He said, prove all things. If it measures to the light of the truth of his word, of scripture, he said, that is the proven pattern of everything. And when you hear it, he said, you hold fast to those things which are good. It is one thing that I do want to do today is to prove all things by scripture. By scripture. We will see what scripture says. What it commands us, it speaks to the hearts of the collective body of the people of Yahweh. Yet there should be one heart. That is the heart, the mind of Messiah. Just one. Just one. There should be no schisms and divisions in the hearts, for it's only one body. Just one. And we are a collective part, those that know him, of that spirit of Almighty Yahweh. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of Yahweh concerning you in Messiah. We must prove that which is righteous and pure, whether it has any validity or truth at all, or whether it is the strength of this anointing. Now I do want to take my time deliberately today and methodical, because there are quite a few things that the Father has been dealing with my heart concerning. And I see the simplicity of it in Scripture, that it literally baffles my mind, my heart, to see what things that are written, yet we have not perceived them. And it is in the text that you can simply read it, and you can understand. He did not make it that complicated that we would not understand. I want to be God in Scripture. I want you to hear. I want you to pay attention. If you've never listened, listen. I want you to listen today. The scripture tells us in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We will see what the word of Yahweh says and see if it is the truth. Romans chapter 8 and verse 5, I want to begin reading. For I must establish this in order to lay the foundation of this revelation truth that we must walk in. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 5, For they that are after the flesh do not mind or do mind the things of the flesh. Those that walk after the carnal mind, they actually desire the carnal and natural things. But they that are after the Spirit or being led by the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind, or the natural mind, it is enmity against Yahweh, first of all, for it is not subject to the what? Law. That is the important factor there. For it is not subject to the law of Yahweh. It is not subject to the law of Yahweh. That's what Scripture says. I will not use that terminology, God, because I understand. I can show you in Scripture where it derived from. As I began to sit down yesterday, I showed Brother Patrick as I searched Scriptures. And I showed him something. He was very baffled at that. He had never seen it, nor had I. But just in searching Scriptures, you will find what Yahweh truly wants us to know. He says all Scripture is given by the inspiration. We must understand by the leading of the Spirit what is Scripture. And Scripture must be based upon the truth. And so Messiah could not come and witness to something that was false. His witness had to be based upon the truth. There were many kinds of, quote, gods. You want to use that expression. But he had to come with something based upon one thing, the truth. The truth. So if a man possess not the Spirit of Yahweh, he cannot be subject unto the law of Yahweh. And so that's why we have in this hour such carnality in what we call these whorehouses. And they refute the law of Yahweh. They reject the law of Yahweh. That is what it says, isn't it? Is that not what it says? For the carnal mind or that natural mind cannot be subject to what? The law of Yahweh. Is that not what it says? Is that not in Scripture? I know that is Scripture. If there is a natural mind, it is not subject unto the law of Yahweh. That is what it says. It is not subject to the, not laws, but the law of Yahweh. Neither indeed, there is no possibility it can do that. So there is no way that the natural mind, the carnal mind, can be subject to the law of Yahweh. And that is why even in our nurturing, being brought up in what we thought or perceived was the faith, we had those that never taught us concerning the law of Yahweh. And so we rejected that. That's the truth. Because of our carnal mind, because what the law does, it brings life to us. And it brings peace to us. Messiah could not witness of something that was false. He could have said all he wanted to, that there was a great wonder, or quoting, use your quote, or a God, unquote. He could have said that, but show us the witness of that one that you came to represent. To what about is natural in his thinking, he is not subject to the law of Yahweh. He cannot obey it. He cannot walk in it. And it doesn't satisfy his heart. He rejects it. He gets angry. He despiseth it. For there is no love in his heart for the truth of Yahweh. I will show us in Scripture. I'm going to take my time. For all things, since we need to get understanding. So then they that are of or in the flesh, they cannot please Yahweh. There's no way possible that you can please him. No way. We that walk after the flesh, you cannot please him. And the Scripture says, Messiah pleased not himself. So that lets us know that he did not walk after the natural, fleshly similitude of man. But he had to walk after something that would empower him in a natural body to please the Father. Was it because some act or deed that he did? There were many men that did righteous or good deeds, but that did not justify them at all. You can't be justified by deeds or actions or good works. That doesn't do it. He said, but ye are not in the flesh. Who? But in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of Yahweh dwelleth in you. You hear that? I want you to hear this because it's important. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Messiah, he is none of his. Now, what the Messiah do? He acknowledged and glorified the Father. He made known the purpose of the Father. He gave us understanding of the purpose of the Father. And he made a profound statement. Now, I wanted to establish that. For if any man hath not the Spirit of Yahweh, he is none. He is not even a part of this labor of the work of Yahweh. For it's one thing that is certain, that the Son acknowledged the Father. And that is the truth. Now the Scripture says in Matthew, chapter 5. If you don't believe this, then let me know. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh. And it is not subject to the law. That's what it says in Romans. It is not subject to the law of Yahweh, neither indeed can it be. But what is not subject to the law, you know that that one is carnal. Now if we say we know Messiah, he made a profound statement here in Matthew chapter 5 verse 17. I want to begin reading here. He says, is that not written in red? He said this. He said, think not. Don't even imagine that I am come to destroy what? The law. He said, don't even allow that to penetrate your thought, that I have come to destroy the law. See, if any man have not the Spirit of Yahweh, he is none of his. When a man walks in the Spirit of Yahweh, he cannot desecrate or deny the law. And I will show you in Scripture this trash that has been taught is the anointing of Yahweh. It is not Yahweh's anointing. It is a religious fervor. You're not going to be saved unless you have a preacher to expose unto you this knowledge of this truth. He has chosen. Why? Because it pleased Yahweh to choose by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And that's his path. Has nothing to do with me or you, but that's his own choosing. His own choosing. So if a man is carnally minded, he is not subject to the law of Yahweh. Messiah says, I want you to get this clear in your minds, in your spirits. Don't think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. He said, I did not come to destroy the law or the prophets. Yet in our religious traditions, they have destroyed the law. They have destroyed what the prophet said. Now this is written in red in your text. Isn't that so? So you know that it is Messiah that's speaking this. He said, I did not come to destroy the law or the prophets. He said, I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill, to establish the profoundness of what the law implies, and to bear great witness that the prophets were led by Almighty Yahweh. He said, I did not come to destroy what they have written. I've not come to destroy the law of Yahweh, but I will show you in me the power of the law of the prophets shall be established. And you will have no reason or any doubt to say we cannot live according to the commands of Almighty Yahweh. He did come to destroy it. In every kind of whorehouse in America, they have destroyed that. They have destroyed the law. He did not say the laws. He said the law. And the prophets. He said, I did not come to destroy the law, nor the prophets. He said, I came not to destroy, but to fulfill it. Verse 18. For verily I say unto you. Is he talking to you today? Is that implied to you today? He said, I want to show you how sure the law and the prophets are. Till heaven and earth pass, not one iota or jolt or one little tittle shall in no wise pass from the law. Until what? Until it is fulfilled. Until it is perfected, and that is in the kingdom. Now one thing. Yet the jolts have passed from the law, the yodas and the tittles, because men has placed in that what they wanted. They have construed it that we have this religious coagulation of trash and foolishness. And they will tell you it's the Spirit of Yahweh. I'm going to show you if you truly possess the Spirit of Yahweh. What has been handed down to us has been a religious tradition that men have in their own separations, in their own wrath, in their own leading of their own spirits. They have established a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction. If Scripture does not give us indication of it, it is wrong. And what Scripture says, there must be a witness of the truth. And if it doesn't witness to the truth, now listen, I want you to retain that word, the truth. If it doesn't witness to the truth, then it has no power. Messiah said, you will know what? The truth? Did he not say that? What truth was he speaking then if he was a witness of the truth? Scripture had to tell them what the truth is. Scripture had to tell them what the truth is. So they had to know what the truth is in order to be made free. I will show you in Scripture. I will show you. He says in verse 19, whosoever therefore shall break some of these, he said what? One of these least commandments, and shall teach men to do so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of Yahweh. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of Yahweh. And then he prefaces that as he warns us. He said, for I say to you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. What was the disposition of those men? They did not speak the law truthfully, nor did they observe the law of Yahweh. And he said, your righteousness must exceed them, or you will not enter into the kingdom. It cannot have been the message of Messiah that they spoke on. They knew what the prophets said of this coming, but they had a law to keep them focused upon this great manifestation that should take place. So unless your righteousness exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. Heaven and earth will be dissolved, saints, before one yod or one tittle be passed from the law of Yahweh. And that is what man has done. They have changed the law. They have construed the commandments. They have made them appealing to the carnal mind, because that is the mastery of hell. That is what Satan did unto Eve. That is what Satan did unto Eve. That her mind, because she was walking in a spiritual realm, and when she began to listen to that carnal attribute, she turned against the commandment, the law of Almighty Yahweh. And she fell into sin and death. That is the repercussion of what things happen unto us when we deny this profound truth of Almighty Yahweh. So your righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees. And if it doesn't do that, you are not going into the kingdom. They will not expound upon the truth of the law. And when they did do that, they did it half-heartedly. They were afraid of the parishioners. They were afraid of how people will respond. They were afraid of their gifts and their tithes and their offerings. And so that is why they did not do that. And that is why it is the same spirit today. Men do not expose or expound upon the law of Yahweh. They don't talk about that. They won't speak on that. And so that is an established fact. I have proven all things here. The Messiah did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it, to make it strong, to establish it in the hearts of men, to let them know that we are more than able to do what Yahweh commands us to do. I'll ask you the question, was Eve able to do what he commanded her to do? Sure she was, just like we are. We're more than able to do what he commands us to do, if we be willing. It is not based upon what you have. It's just if you're willing to do what he commands you to do. Now the scripture says in John, Yohana chapter 16, verse 12. The truth and the spirit of Yahweh. We must know that we have the spirit of Yahweh. If any man is out of the flesh, he is not in the spirit. If he walks after the natural mind, he cannot walk in the spirit. Now this is what text says. I want to deal with one aspect of this, because this is a very dynamic message in its continuance. The scripture says in Yohana, John chapter 16, I want to begin reading at verse 13. Messiah said, I have yet many things to say unto you. There are things that I will love to tell you, but ye cannot bear them now. You're not equipped. You're not furnished. You do not have the ability. That is what bear is. In that instant, he's talking about you're not qualified. You don't have the spirit to bear the thing that I would speak unto you. Now that is why men cannot bear the law today, because they don't have the spirit of Yahweh. Messiah was the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. So he did not come to destroy it. So how can you destroy the law if you do that? Then you destroy the one that, quote, they call Jesus, unquote. How can you destroy the law? If you destroy the law, you destroy him. He came to make it perfect or perfect that in our hearts. That's what he came to do. He said, nothing is going to pass from this righteous law of Yahweh. He said, the heavens will be dissolved and destroyed before just one little yoda of the smallest thing will pass from his law. Nothing. Nothing at all. And yet through religious traditions, they have brought the law of Yahweh to obsolete. It has no relevance in these whorehouses today. It has no reference at all in the labor of work that they do. How can you deny that when this one that we think we know, he came to fulfill that? There is no way. And the reason why, because there have not been the preachers in this nation, and we have all been guilty of that because we have been led by the traditions of men. And it makes void the power of this knowledge of Yahweh. He said, verse 13. He said, How be it, when the Spirit of Yahweh, the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. And that's where I want to stop in that verse. He said, when the Spirit of Yahweh comes, it will guide you into some truth. He said, all truth. All truth. What is the truth, saints? We must understand what is the truth. Now, what this thing they call the Spirit, it's not guiding them in the truth. It's guiding them in the forming of their mouths, falling down like some ignoramus, walking about around like there's some kind of animalistic spirit in them, gawking and making grotesque kinds of expressions on their faces. That's the truth. If I'm speaking against the anointing of Yahweh, then woe unto my soul. I'm speaking the truth. It must be based on Scripture. That's nothing to do with this lying, deceivable tradition we have learned. The Spirit of Yahweh, he doesn't, it doesn't. Yahweh, you think this mighty one they created, man, acts like that? You think this trash that we've been accustomed to, that we've been taught that it is Yahweh's anointed, you think the Father acts like that? You think his Spirit acts like that? It's nothing but a natural manifestation of a carnal mind that hates Yahweh. That is what the demoniac did when Messiah in Gadara, when he cast him out. He tore and he twisted in all kinds of contortion before he came out of the man. So the Spirit of Yahweh, when the Spirit of Yahweh comes, it guides us into all the truth. Do you understand that? He said he will guide you in all truth. He is the Spirit of truth. What is Yahweh? What is the Father? Is he truth or is he a lie? He is truth. And so we will be guided into the presence or into the bosom of the Father. And that is what the Spirit does. It is not this crazy deformity, these deformed actions and deeds that we all have done in the midst of our ignorance. One time he winked in our ignorance, my friends, but now he's calling us all everywhere to repent of that trash, that mess, and get that trash out of us. It is not of the Father. It was not sent of the Father. Can you imagine them on Pentecost acting like what we call Pentecost today? When they began to speak in other languages and the tongues of Yahweh, they thought that they were drunken men. And Peter with a profound boldness said, these men are not drunk as ye suppose that they are. But this is what Yoel, the prophet Yoel, prophesied, that he will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Now this one that Yoel spoke, and he speak in the name of, quote, Gad, God, unquote. He spoke in the name of Yahweh. He let them know who would pour out this anointing. They were not looking for some strange thing that they didn't know. They knew the one that would pour out this mighty anointing because the Son came to reassure them in the name of that Father what his name was. His name is Yahweh. And he came to reassure them that that is the Father's name, Yahweh. That is his name. He said, so the Spirit will lead you. Is that not what he says? I want to emphasize that because I want to drive it home. He will guide you into all truth. All truth. Pilate said, what is the truth? Messiah, he just looked at him because he was the fulfillment of that truth. When he hung on Calvary, that was the fulfillment of that truth. to let us know that what the prophets and what the law says, it is what Yahweh has inspired their hearts to speak as to give unto His people. Now, I believe that. You cannot deny the law of the prophets and say you know Yahweh. It can't go that way. And we have denied that in our walk to think that we were walking sanctimoniously. We're not walking circumspectly before Yahweh. We did not have the knowledge that Yahweh intended for us to have. And now He's bringing us to a place that we can walk in a heavenly place with Him. It will not be one of the natural man, but it will be one of the Spirit. It will be one of the Spirit. Now first of all, I must establish what the truth is. You can't get by with that. He said that when the Spirit will come, He will guide you into all truth. Now look at what Scripture says. Scripture says, in Psalm chapter 119, do you believe what I said thus far? Did I read that from the text that you have? Is it the truth or a lie? It is the truth. It is the truth. Isn't that amazing, my sister? That men today say that the New Testament is the truth, but the Old Testament has no relevance of truth. Don't you understand the Pharisee and the ignoramuses, or the ignorance of their minds? He is the same Yahweh in the old as He is in the new. He has not changed. Not one bit at all. It's just what we have learned by tradition and doctrines have construed who He is. And so in this hour, He is imparting His anointing, truly His anointing, in the hearts of men, that they may declare His truth. And this is what Scripture says in Psalms 119 and verse 142. I want you to mark this in your text. Psalms 119. Verse 142. He says unto Yahweh, Thy righteousness is everlasting righteousness. Do you all believe that? Is that the truth? And Thy law is what? Thy what? Thy law is not just truth, but the truth. Thy law. That's why Messiah couldn't destroy the law saying. He can destroy the prophets. For His righteousness is everlasting righteousness. And Thy law is what? The truth. Thy law is the truth. And the law of Yahweh is the truth. The truth. And Messiah had to fulfill that law. That it was the truth. The words I speak unto you, their spirit and their life. Why? Because you declaring that ye are my disciples, I will teach you the truth. Ye shall know what? The truth. And what makes them free? The truth. Now what truth did He preach? He had to preach the law of Yahweh. If He preached anything else, He was a false Messiah. If any bad preacher, He said there shall be many false messiahs to come because they're not preaching the truth. They're not preaching the law. Saints, this is the truth. We better be God to open our hearts. That's why I quoted unto you what Paul said to the Thessalonians. He said, prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. And show the Spirit of Yahweh will lead us in the truth. It is not this thing, Elder Crawford, whereby you find people gawking and squawking like chickens and ducks and cows. That is not the Spirit of Yahweh. The Spirit of Yahweh was sent because it is Him to lead us in the truth. And what He spoke unto them was a law. He is the law giver. He said unto Moshe, He put something in him whereby that He saw him face to face. He saw him and He dealt with him as a friend. And He imparted something to him that He will give to this house of Israel. And the fullness of that will come through Messiah, that he would show them that we have the power. He has enabled us to live according to the law. His righteousness is not something that is partial. It's not a temporal thing. But his righteousness is everlasting to everlasting. And his law is not just truth, but it is the truth. Messiah said, ye shall know the truth. That's why we're not free. That's why we're not free. Ye shall know the truth. For the law of Messiah, the law of the Spirit of Messiah, what he represented was the law, has made us free from the law of sin and death. And the law of the law of Yahweh is a spiritual law. Can he speak anything that is carnal? Everything that he speaks is spiritual. He spoke something to a carnal man, and he had to show them the power of that life if we live according to the law. Scripture must identify with Scripture. Messiah could not speak anything to a house whereby had the prophets, the law, had the sons of David. They had those things. So if he had to come speaking anything different, they would have known he was a false Messiah. And there are many false Messiahs that have gone out from amongst us. They're false brethren. They don't know, and their hearts are not willing to turn. They hear the truth and they reject the law of Yahweh. You cannot have him without the law. And the Spirit of Yahweh is not going to lead you but one way, and that is the truth. And that is the law of Yahweh, that it brings the spiritual emphasis unto that law, that Yahweh will lighten that law in our souls. And it shows us that we are able. Why? Because it was his grace that saved you. Just that. Just his grace. And so he must lead us and guide us in the profoundness of this law that has given. He did not speak a word for it to fade. His word is everlasting. His word is forever settled. So that is forever settled. How do we reject that? What has happened in this conspiracy of darkness as even Satan tried to turn Messiah from the truth? What did he speak? He spoke the written laws of Yahweh. You can't worship man, but you must worship only Yahweh. That's what he spoke. Did he speak that? That's what he spoke. He did not speak something that was counterproductive to the law, but he spoke what the law said. That was the only way he could defeat the power of hell. He did what the law said. If you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms. He said, no, you can't do that. We must worship Almighty Yahweh. We can't worship man, and him only shall you worship. You can't worship man. Well, I tell you what, cause the stone to be turned into bread. No, can't do that. Man shall not live by bread alone, but he shall live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh. He spoke the law. That's Yahweh's law, that we must live by every word that comes from him. Now, not what man said, but what comes from him. And if a man is led by the Spirit, he will speak what thus saith Almighty Yahweh. He's winked at our ignorance, and now he's calling us to repent. We won't repent. He wants you to change. Totally a drastic transformation. Now that is what the Father wants. He says, I'll read that again. Psalms 119:142. Thy righteousness is everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. You can't get around it. His law is the truth. And what he uttered in Psalms 151, look at this. He said, thou art near, O Yahweh, and all are what? What did he say? How many? How many saints? All of thy commandments are what? So that is what the Spirit leads us into, the truth. He will guide us and lead us into all truth. Now this is what we call the anointing of Yahweh. It is not, saints. It is not Yahweh's anointing. I am ashamed of those things when I look at Scripture and see what things have transpired. And what things I've been a partaker of because of my ignorance. I'm ashamed. No, I don't need some kind of book on the Spirit. I can go to the text. I can go to Scripture. I don't need those kinds of things. And if we will spend enough time with the Father, He will talk to us. He will show us in Scripture. And He shows me things in Scripture that I've never seen. I'm seeing things that I've never seen in text, in Scripture. It is one thing that our tradition, it makes void the very truth of Yahweh. It prevents us from getting into His presence and walking into His presence, saints. And that's what all of our traditions have done. Our teachings, the laws of our Baptist way, Pentecostal, Apostolic, Episcopalians, Lutherans, then Mama's laws and Daddy's laws and your religious laws, they have prevented us from getting that closeness to the Father that He intends for us to have. So all of His law is the truth. The law of Yahweh is the truth. His law is the truth, and all of His commandments are truth. Not some of them that you can't take from this law and say that this law is no good. Every law that He speak unto us is right and is good. Every one of these laws are good. Upon the foundation of these laws here, every law in every nation is based upon these laws right here. Every nation. This commandment is why? Because in that, there is truth. And Satan always bring a false sense of truth. He did it with Adam and Eve. He did it with Messiah. Said, come on, you know if you cast yourself down. He has given His angels charge concerning thee. For what purpose? Well, to bear thee up at any time. You dash your foot against a stone. And what was His reply? What is the law? Thou shalt not tempt Almighty Yahweh. You can't tempt Him. That was His reply. What did He speak? The law of Yahweh's truth. He did not go some other way. He was the fullness of the Spirit of Yahweh. Why? Because He received the fullness of the anointing when He came up out of the river Jordan. So this what we call the anointing is not the anointing. It doesn't lead us in the truth. It leads us in the lies and perversion. It leads you away from the Scripture. The Scripture tells you to do something, and you don't do what the Scripture says. You don't have the anointing. I don't care what you say. That's why He said, quench not the Spirit. Don't despise prophecy. Prove everything. Prove all things. And He said, hold fast to that which is good. And see, what you've done, you've quenched the Spirit. You've shut your mind. You don't want to hear what the Spirit says. You don't want to receive the law of the Spirit. So you reject what the Spirit speaks unto you. Why? Because it does not comply with your natural carnal mind. It doesn't go with your carnal ways. It doesn't give you strength unto your carnal laws. It gives no strength unto your carnal laws. And so you will quench or try to drown the Spirit of Yahweh. You can't do that. It is to your own peril and to your own detriment. You can't quench that. When a man will not do that, he will prove all things. You can prove all things. You can prove today whether I'm speaking a lie or whether I'm speaking the truth. You can prove today whether His name is Yahweh or God or Jesus. You can prove that today. But most folks are afraid to prove that. They're afraid to deal with the reality and the truth of it. That's why they don't want to prove it. You can go to any library and you can prove what I'm saying is the truth or the lies. Documentation upon documentation, it is truth, it is established, it is just in the tradition of men don't want to deal with that truth. That's why they reject the laws of Yahweh. How is it that these places say they love Yahweh? And yet they say, quote, I love Jesus and I believe, quote, the Bible, unquote. And yet they submerge themselves in pagan rituals. Christmas, Lent, Easter, tell me, Valentine's Day, all these things, birthdays and all of them, they're all pagan. How can one say that they love the Father? Tell me. And they say they're walking by the Spirit. The Spirit will not lead you. It will lead you into the truth. The Spirit leads you into the law. That's against Yahweh. If any truth the Spirit will lead you into, it will lead you to with thanksgiving. He will lead you with your breath to praise the Father. See, that's what the Spirit leads you. None of this trash you call, it may be in Christianity, but it's not in the way of Yahweh. It's not in the Yahweh's kingdom. It's not in the kingdom work. It's not in the kingdom work. You must understand, we are just like the house of Israel. We've been proven by our taskmaster. You've been proven by our taskmaster. You know who the taskmaster's been? Who knows? Can I tell you? Will you believe me? Tell me. Thank you, brother. Say it out loud. Yourself, brother. Yourself. Say it again, brother, so I can hear you. Yourself. Well, brother Nisa's pretty sharp there, boy. He listening? You better listen to him, mama. You hear that? That's been the taskmaster. And that's driven you. Sure it has. And now he is saying, I've heard your cry by reason of your taskmaster. So I'm going to send you a word of deliverance. I'm going to send you the truth. And you shall know the truth. And then you'll be free from the taskmaster. You'll be free from the natural body and the carnal mind. You have the true liberty. That's why there is so liberty to worship him in spirit and in truth. Well, what is the truth? Well, his law tell us how to worship him. You, first of all, you come into his house without any kind of burdens. And secondly, you come in there with thanksgivings and praises in your heart and shouting the victory. He has a law of worship. That's why man has never equipped to that pinnacle of worshiping Almighty Yahweh. His law is the truth. You take nothing away from this message. You better know that his law is the truth. And that is the only thing that the Holy Ra'ul, the Spirit of Yahweh, the Kodosh, will lead you into the truth of the law. Will lead you to that truth. It doesn't lead you to some kind of blackism or whiteism. It leads you into the truth. There's nothing right about whiteism or blackism. It's all pagan. It's all false. It's full of lies. There's no strength at all in it. There's only one truth, the truth, and that is the law of Yahweh. For his law is the truth. You can reject that all day long, but that is the truth. Seek not that I came to destroy the law and the prophets. That's what Messiah said. He said, I didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets. But I came to establish the law to let you know it is exact, it's right, it is valuable for you, for me, and for those that will hear what I say. He said, I came to establish it. He said, before that happened, I'm letting you know this. Not one little yod or yod, the smallest infraction, one little thing, a little tittle is going to pass from it. He said, the heavens will be moved out of their place. And the earth will be dissolved before anything is removed from this law and the prophets. Why are there so many things removed from it? His name has been removed from the prophets. The law is not even spoken about today. We have laws, but they are religious laws. Well, it's all right to do that. I don't see what is wrong to do. I can't do that. That's a lie. The law tells us what to do. Why? Because Yahweh, he has not left his people to be ungoverned. We must be governed. And that is why men today, they reject pastors, men of anointing, prophets, evangelists, men with great strength, they reject them. Why? Because they will not submit to the law of Yahweh. Before Messiah, as I preach on Wednesday, before he ascended, he descended, he gave gifts unto men. He did not give it unto Jezebel. He gave it unto men. He gave that law to establish the government of Yahweh unto men. He knew how women had been deceived with Eve, so he gave it unto man to establish the profound government of Almighty Yahweh. And tell me, my friends, can I ask all of you a question? Does every government, is it based upon laws? Every government, the strength of every government must have laws. And that's why the Spirit will lead us into the truth of the law, that we know our standing always with Yahweh. That's why we are so unsure about our standing. We're so unsure about our salvation. We don't even know. We're not sure. We're not exact. He gave us an exact word. He didn't give us some kind of false science. He didn't give us some kind of false hope. But he gave us something that was so true, the truth. The law is the truth. That's why there's not much sanctification. I want to read something. Hallelujah. The scripture says in Yohana chapter 17. Now hold that at Psalms 119 verse 142. You hold that. But I want to go to John chapter 17 and verse 17. This is what Yeshua as he prayed to the Father. But you hold that at Psalms 119. Hear this. I pray that Yahweh open up your ears to hear. He said, he that hath ear in this assembly, and this Laodicean assembly, this age of apostasy and such paganism, he said, if you have ear, hear what the Spirit. Now don't tell me you can hear what the Spirit saying. You quacking like a duck. You're doing all that foolish gyration. Yahweh doesn't act like that. When that Spirit comes, he will begin to lead you into the truth, the law. Look what Yohanan said in chapter 17, verse 17. Messiah prayed, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Listen now. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. Verse 19. And for their sake I have sanctified myself, that they might be sanctified through what? No, through what? The truth. Psalms 119, 142. What does it say in verse 142? Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. That's why there is no sanctification today. We don't want to walk in the law of righteousness. You don't find no sanctification. We find a religious type of a spirit. Folks talk about they're sanctified and got caught on minds. That's not sanctification. We've been sold a false bill. And we got to catch the scripture says by the truth. By the truth and sell it not. We don't want to buy that. We don't want to buy the law of Yahweh with our old corrupt flesh. We'd rather buy lies. He says, I've sanctified myself. How did he do that? By the truth. He had a law from the Father he had to obey. He didn't come and establish some kind of law. Everything he had spoke, he heard of the Father. He didn't come to speak by some other spirit. Why? Because Yahweh is the Ra'ul, the Spirit. So everything he said was by the Spirit. He didn't make nothing up as he went along. It was already written. That's why he told them, your righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees. They knew about the law, but they spoke it deceitfully. They weren't truthful with the people. They were afraid they were going to lose the little prisoners. And the minors were not the offerings. And the fat offerings would not be the same. Hell would turn over before I sell my soul for a $50 bill. For $100. For $1 million. Hell would turn over. It would turn over twice. And I know hell is not going to turn over. It's forever settled there. And you're not going into the kingdom unless you love the truth. And the truth is the law of Yahweh. That's why we have lived lawless. We have done all kind of lawless things. Because we don't want Yahweh to govern us. He governs every aspect of our life. Why? Because it's by His grace. No, it's by the grace of Yahweh we were saved. Nothing else. It didn't come by because someone witnessed to you. It came by because of His grace. Before the foundations of the world, He chose you. But you come by any witness. That's not what Scripture says. If it came by that He has chosen, He has pleased Yahweh by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So they come by somebody witnessing to you. They come by because your mother got on you. My mother got on me all the time. That didn't bring about salvation. He said about this foolish tradition. That's all it is. So he said, sanctify them through the truth. Is that what it says, saints? He says, sanctify them through the truth. Once you go before the judge, you go through a court of law. That's what they call a court of law. And you know when you get before the judge, you ever seen the most vilest criminals? They get humbled. You never seen that? You seen those that were bold and talk anyway? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Your Honor. The whole temperament change. You've never seen that? Well, I have. And that's what truth does. Because they know that the judge holds the truth. So He said, sanctify them through the truth, Father. We must establish what the truth is. He cannot speak on something that wasn't the truth. He had to have the truth. He was the fulfillment of the truth. What was He going to fulfill? He fulfilled the law and the prophets. That's what He came to fulfill. The law and the prophets. He did not come to denounce them, but He came to make sure that everything that the Father said would be fulfilled. He made sure of that. And so there is no way that we're going to walk in the Spirit and not walk in the truth. You say, well, Messiah is the fulfillment of the truth. That's right. He brought the law to the fullness, and what the prophet said, He made it simple and plain that we can receive the dictates and the commands. Why? Because it is the righteous judgment from Yahweh. Amen. We can't reject that. I'll show you what one of the prophets said, Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 2. He says, listen to this, saints. Those that are saved, they are a holy what? Say it out loud. A holy what? Does it say nations or nation? A holy nation. A royal priesthood. But we are a holy nation, right? Is that not what it says? Now look at what Isaiah says in chapter 26, verse 2. Isaiah says, open ye the gates. Do you hear that? That the righteous, what? Did it say nations? They are nation. Is there an S on that? It just said the righteous nation. And we are a holy nation. He says, which what? Keep it what? Keep it what? The truth. Which keepeth the truth? May what? May enter in. And that's why folks are not entering in into the presence of Almighty Yahweh. That's why we can't get through the gate. It's a straight and a narrow gate. Few there be that can find their way in here. Broad and wide is the gate of the way that leadeth unto destruction. And many there be that go therein out. So He said, only those and that nation, and you are just a nation, saint. Just you are a nation, but yet there's a nation of His people. He said, those, He said, open the gate, and let those that enter in, the nation enter in, that keepeth the, not just a truth, but the truth. Amen. And that's what the Spirit does. It brings us to the truth. And it calls us to keep the truth because it will not speak of Himself, but it will speak of Messiah. And Messiah came to fulfill the law and the prophets. We've got a false picture of Him. What religion has done, it has construed everything. It has, saints. You know everything, Pastor Roberts? Well, certainly I don't. But I know this is truth today. I know this. I know this is the truth. This is the truth. This is the truth. He said, which keepeth the truth may enter in. Only those that keepeth the truth. The truth. The truth. Everything was based upon the truth. Everything that Isaiah, Jeremiah was based upon the truth. To know. Nothing else. That's the truth. That's the truth. That is just the truth. That's the truth. Even Solomon, he said, I want you to see it. Proverbs, you know where it says, Proverbs 23. I want you to read that. Turn there. All of you know it. Proverbs 23, 23. Proverbs 23 and verse 23. Read those first three words there.
By the truth.
Says what?
By the truth.
By what?
By the truth.
The truth. Purchase the truth. Buy this truth today. Buy the truth. And He tells you about the truth. And do what? We've sold it, haven't we? Man today has sold the truth. They've sold the law for religious practices. They sold it for the Baptist way. The apostolic, the Pentecostal way. They sold it for the black way, the white way. The Jewish way, the Greek way. They sold the truth. But He tells us to buy the truth. And His law is the truth. His law is the truth. Saints, if you say that the Old Testament has no relevance, you're foolish. You're lost. You're lost. If that's the case that you say, well, that was for the Jews, then nothing in this book is for you then. That's stupid. That's the stupidity of man today. That's what they will tell you when it comes to the laws of Yahweh, the commandments. Well, that was for the Jews. No. That's a lie from hell. We've been born again by the Spirit. That's a new, we have been begotten by the Spirit. See, that law brought them in a natural sense whereby they could understand the law. But what this law, what Yahweh, what Messiah had done in fulfilling that system, He's brought us to the light of the law. And there's an inward dwelling of that in our inward parts that whereby even the powers of hell can't even touch. Can't even touch. It's not just in the natural heart, but it's beyond that natural thing we call the physical muscles that pump blood. That's why David said, I will hide thy truth in my heart, that I will not sin against you. I know what your truth says. What was the truth? His law. That's the only way he will know not to sin against the Father. So he tells us to buy the truth and don't sell the truth, saints of God. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. You can't sell the truth. So you buy the truth. I can see if he said just buy truth. But he said buy the truth. He lets us know what the truth is. His law is the truth. Messiah is the fulfillment. He shows you that the law is perfect even in flesh. That's what he did. That's the truth. He showed us that the law is even perfect in flesh. Yahweh did not speak an imperfect word. Everything he spoke was perfect. He cannot lie by his immutability. So if he gave us a command to do it, a charge, can we do it? Sure we can. That's why they cannot be made complete without us. They cannot finish their course without us. And our course cannot be finished without them because it is a witness. It's a witness of his truth, saints. It's a witness that what he did with them, that we fulfill that through the body of Messiah. So you can't reject that. No way you can reject them. And if you reject them, you must reject Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You got to reject all them. How can that be? It can't be. Because he did not come to destroy the law or the prophets. And so that prophets. So he tells us to buy the truth. Buy it. Buy the law. Live by the law. Do what the law says. Not the law of our natural carnal mind. The law instructs you. It brings wisdom too. You disobey the law when you must pay the consequences. You know, I will not do that again. That's what it does. You don't go that way again. You say, that was stupid for doing that. It instructs you in how to do right too. That's what the law does. Gives you understanding that if I do that again, I know what's going to happen. You allow your flesh to say something foolish to you, and all of a sudden you realize what the law will speak to you if you do it. You say, I can't do that. I'll be in trouble if I do that. So he tells us to buy the truth. Buy the truth. Psalms 119 verse 142 tells us, his righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting. And thy law is, it is the truth. His commandments is the truth. His commandments is the truth. What he commands us to do, it is the truth, saints. You can't reject that. And Messiah, he knew that the people, that's why he came unto those, to the lost sheep of Israel. They knew the laws. They knew it. And when he come to let them know, look, this is the hope of that law because it is going to be fulfilled in me. I'm not going to destroy one law. I'm not going to destroy anything the Father said. I can't do that. And if I do that, I make him a lie. And he couldn't do that. And he sent us two immutable signs that cannot lie. The Son and his Spirit. It doesn't leave us in the crazy folly. Doesn't lead us into throwing up and acting like some clown. That's not the Spirit of Yahweh. It leads us into the truth. It leads us to the law. And that Spirit in our mind leads us to everything. To sin, to lie, to be a partaker of sin. He tells us to abstain from the very presence of evil. You know something evil, just get away from it. Don't even fellowship with it. Stay away from it. That's scripture. You disobey that, you disobeyed him. That's just the truth. That's the truth. That's his word. And he's not going to change that for any one of us. Not at all. Not one at all. Quickly to Psalms 117, verse 2. Psalms 117 and verse 2. Psalms 117, verse 2. Look at what Scripture says. It says, "For Yahweh's merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of Yahweh endureth forever." Praise Yahweh. That's why Messiah said not one yacht or one tittle is going to pass from the law of Yahweh. The earth will be dissolved and moved out of his place. He said not one yacht or one tittle. Why? Because the truth of Yahweh, his law, is everlasting.